Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Shillingdall. You're up to date.
Nice to have you back, Stevie.
Oh, thanks. It's lovely to be back.
It's a bit weird when it's not you, because we never really know what to say. So we're like,
no.
Cheers, Sean.
Thank
and then we just carry on.
Thanks, Sean.
We don't know where we can push. We don't know what we can say. We don't know whether he's into live criticism on the radio.
We don't think he is. We don't think he wants it.
Some people don't like it.
to be honest, I've accepted it as part of my role here, but I can see how other people who've spent... spent a decade, you know, building a career in journalism for Scott to tear it apart. Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building, this is the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, Essex, let's do this then for Wednesday, middle of the week and the last day of the month. It's all kicking off.
Wow.
It's a big one. Right, we start.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Probably one of my favourite songs at the moment, probably from one of my favourite artists of the last 10 years, I reckon. Post Malone, incredible. This is Chemical. Big Drive Home, welcome to Wednesday. It's Radio Essex, the 1975, and I'm in love with you. It is 10 past three. It is Radio Essex for a Wednesday. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott. Going through the newspapers as we do before the show, I noticed that a black bear stunned bakery employees by helping itself to a box of 60 cupcakes.
60?
And then just walking off into the parking lot to eat them. He didn't even eat them in store. He took them. He went, I'm going to take these outside. That's all right, everyone.
Well, yeah, somewhere, you know, nice, by a tree, maybe.
Video captured a bear entering a baker in America, taking a box of cupcakes, after which the bear tries one. So he basically finds the box. He's like... Yep, like them.
I like them. I'll take them all.
Took the whole box into the car park and then started eating 60 cupcakes in the box. It happened at a place called Taste by Spellbound in Connecticut in the US of A. So
that's amazing.
First things first, he's tried it out. That's impressive.
Try before you buy. Try before you take.
Yeah, he's not paying. He's got no pockets.
No,
he's got no cash.
He hasn't.
He's got no digital payment method that you can't just go tap tap, but there's no tapping. And also the bigness of, I mean, it smashed the thing.
It
literally smashed the whole card reader. And he's probably a big lad. If he's eating 60 cupcakes at a time, it's definitely over 2,500 calories.
But can you imagine? It's a lot of.
So he's going to be a big bear, and he's not a skinny little bear.
No,
with like baseball shoes on.
No.
Skater shorts.
No, he's not Tom.
He's like a lumberjack size bear.
Yeah, no, but can you imagine the sugar rush? The sugar rush that bear has had. Just try and picture yourself eating 60 cupcakes. Yeah, exactly. No, I actually don't even think he's that. I think he's ended up in the car park doing a performance of Gangland Style. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he would be on it. He'd be like your mate in a nightclub at 3 o'clock in the morning when you want to go home.
Yeah.
Be your mate. No, let's stay.
Let's stay. It's great in here. There's no music left, Jeremy.
Good story. You can see the pictures in the press today of this bear eating 60 cupcakes in a car park. I don't know who's taken the pictures. Who's there bravely? Is it all right? I'll just get a quick shot of you while you scoff those cupcakes.
Yeah, one
down.
Second. They're doing little poses.
Rita Ora, Fatboy Slim, praising you. Big Drive Home for Wednesday continues. Radio Essex, Rita Ora and Fatboy Slim praising you. 3:15 on the Big Drive Home. Hopefully enjoying the half-term holidays in the sunshine, which is lovely, which has finally turned up just as I go away to Spain tomorrow, where it's raining. So that's nice, great news. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo, woo. Middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app. We do this every Wednesday. Middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? We could extend it to end of the month, what are you at the end of? If you want to chuck in one of those as well.
Ooh, you've got a little bit crazy.
Well, it is the end of the month.
Shooting
in the middle
from
of the
hip,
week.
Chris. That's amazing.
It is the middle of the month, middle of the week and the end of the month. So you can do either today. We can open it up for a bit more.
I
so
like that.
What have you been working on that you've completed today? Completely, mate. Or what are you in the middle of as it's the middle of the week? Anything from your end?
It's going to sound like a bit of a third world problem, but...
Yeah. First world problem.
Yeah.
It won't sound like a third world problem, I'm sure.
Did you say first
world problem?
Yeah, I said that. I made the mistake the other day.
But, okay.
The problem I've got is my hot tub broke the other day.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm privileged to have one. When it broke and it went, my water went cold.
Yeah. And then it just got a plunge pool now.
And it tripped and it kept on tripping. And I realised what I'd done. I'd flooded it a little bit.
Oh.
So what I'd done, so I took a panel off.
You flooded a hot tub?
Yeah, when I was filling it up.
How do you flood it? What, you got into the electrics?
Yeah.
Oh, the old electric water thing.
What I done?
Yeah.
Took the panel off, let the sun dry it.
Yeah.
Turned it back on.
Yeah.
Working.
Is it working?
Yeah, I fixed it.
So that's something you've completed it, mate?
I've completed it. I think it's working. It's heating back up. I'm going to get it tonight to test it. But it is a bit of a problem when your hot tub's cold.
Oh, that's good.
But I fixed it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, not when it gets to 40 degrees, it won't be a problem. You want it cold.
No, I've set it to 37.5.
That's good. Good.
Sunny out.
Holly, middle of the week, in the middle of a car wash. I'm literally sitting in the middle of a car wash right now, obviously with a car, I'd imagine.
Well, if she's not in a car, she's having a real problem, isn't she? Because if she's in the middle of a car wash, she needs to get out.
Big shout out to the fellas at East Street Car Wash who do an amazing job every time.
Looks good.
Mate, that is a picture of you in the car wash. Not you, the car. And some pictures of the guys at East Street that are doing all that business right now. Guess what I'm trying to find? Oh, no, it doesn't matter.
What was you trying to find?
I was going to go for a little bit of... while she's in the car wash.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Tom looks confused.
It's the car wash song.
The song's called Car Wash.
It's just... It doesn't... What?
Does it sing?
It doesn't sound like it does.
It does.
It does. Go.
Oh, the one from Shark Tale.
Yes.
Oh.
That was the Christina Aguilera version. Same song, just Christina Aguilera.
Oh,
look at the guys at East Street now getting down to it.
Yeah, woo!
Oh, he's swinging his shirt around now.
Oh, put your top back on.
Holly, enjoy. What else have we got? Sarah says we're in the middle of packing our house up for a move to the Lake District. Well, I hope we can add the Lake District to Essex as the biggest county in the world.
Well, they're actually moving to the Lake District, or they're just going there for a little holiday.
We're in the middle of packing our house up.
Wow.
I don't think people pack their house up to go on holiday, although actually watching Karen pack this morning, I'm...
Overpack.
Not sure that's the case, actually.
Overpack,
I think we've packed
the
house.
Lake District,
I always think the amount of packing that we do to go for a week to Spain, if I'd said something like... Oh, I wish I had that screwdriver that's in the shed. Should go.
I've got
the shed. It's in the garden here.
Exactly.
I bought the shed with us.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I'd go, that's handy. Sarah, well, listen, enjoy the move to the Lake District. Hope everything goes well there. And make sure you listen to Radio Essex there. And when you listen to Radio Essex there, make sure you tell us so we can add you to the map. Middle of the week, what are you in the middle of? It's also the end of the month. What are you at the end of? Maybe a project you've been working on that you have finished today. Let us know. Grab us on the app as well. We'll do some more of those in a second. Kaz has just come through, as has Sarah. We'll do yours after travel next. Dua Lipa and Blow Your Mind on the big drive home. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Susan says, you just mentioned East Street Car Wash for being very helpful. I had a funny situation in a car wash. I was trapped in it for 15 minutes. And nobody came along to help or laugh. Why would you need somebody to come along and laugh? And then just walk it off. It turns out a Sportage is far too big to go into a car wash this season. Thank you very much for that. Kaz in Chelmsford says, hey, Chris and Scott, in the middle of my second week of annual leave. Last week was in a very rainy Spain. While now I'm at home, it's beautiful. So I'm making the most of the sun now. Chris, sadly, the weather reports are correct.
Yeah, my wife was meant to go into Benidorm. It looked bad.
It looks like it's starting to get a little bit better. It's starting to pick up in... I'm going to a place called Javier. And tomorrow is a bit of sun, bit of cloud. Friday's cloud, Saturday's rain. Sunday sun, Monday sun, Tuesday cloud, Wednesday cloud, Thursday coming home.
Brilliant. Completed it, mate.
We have, what's it say on Wickford? Yeah.
Just sunny.
Sun, lot of sun, Wickford. son.
Can I have the keys to your house?
You could actually. Yeah, no. I know that this is going to be the only time I come back off holiday and you guys are going to be tanned, more tanned than I am.
Yeah, and I'll be in your hot tub.
thank you for those. Oscar says, I'm in the middle of driving home from the airfield where I hang on my plane. I only own a bit of it. Which bit of the blade do you own?
The propeller.
Please let me take the wings. No, you only own the front bit. But I need the wings.
Yeah, I need the wings.
Yeah, but they're Gary's. They're not yours. Gary, please, the wings.
No, I'm using them Friday.
So after watching teammates rehearse for a show, one in a Spitfire and one in a Yak, I'm now on my way home from the airfield. Thank you, Oscar, for that. Right, Chris and Scott, big drive home. It is 3:32 Wednesday afternoon with May Muller. Here's I Wrote a Song. Radio Essex on the big drive home. Coyle Ray and Players, 3:36 Staying dry, 8 degrees overnight tonight. Tomorrow, warm sunny spells developing just as I leave Luton Airport around 2-ish. The sun's coming out. It's going to be 85 million degrees. And I'm heading over to rainy Spain.
Tom, are we still going to that party tomorrow about 2 o'clock? The pool party with all the beer, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The one with the sun and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you doing?
I'm in Spain.
Yeah. Nice.
The rainy Spainy.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be nice here tomorrow. 20 degrees the high, and pretty much like that until I get back next Thursday.
I won't FaceTime you from my hot tub.
Normally, when somebody goes on holiday, they text their best mate with pictures, go, look, I'm on holiday. It's going to be the other way around. I'm going to be like, why does Pitsy look so good?
yeah, exactly.
All right, 3:37 hits continue. Noel Horan on the way with Heaven next. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home. David Guetta, BB Rexha, and I'm good. It's 3:48. Hello to John in Pennsylvania, which we have discovered is a part of Essex. It's part of the greater area of Essex, being that Essex is the biggest county in the world. Pennsylvania is part of our county now. So John, he says, just letting you know, I had a long and detailed dream about the Radio Essex crew last night.
Sorry, what?
That's what he said.
What, John?
I can take you into the dream now if I... Let's get into dream sequence. You and Scott were there.
Of course.
Obviously.
As were Joe, Stevie, Lauren and Jack.
What?
It was a charity event. Yeah, we do a lot of charity.
Don't like doing
not, not even just in your dreams, like all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Always doing charity. It was a charity event at what turned out to be Southend United's ground. We all ended up on the air together. Had such a great time. Just in case you're wondering about the apparently troubling degree to which this station is now part of my routine, I can confirm I'm dreaming about you now.
That's, I mean, I'm going to say endearing and disturbing.
Yeah. Hope it's a good day, friend, says John. And if this doesn't warrant some swag or an intervention, I don't know what does.
No, just a restraining order, John. I'm thinking, you know, just maybe you're only allowed to listen to us at certain points with an armed guard next to you.
It's weird that you're dreaming about us over in Pennsylvania. That's, I'm a little bit freaked out, if I'm honest with you. It's a bit weird. I'd like to come out of the dream sequence now, please. I'm back in the room. Right, 10 to 4. Thank you, John, in Pennsylvania, which is a safe distance, I feel.
Yeah. Can we take it out of it?
Right, news coming up. Travel on the way as well. First, brand new tune from Kylie for the summer. Here's Padam Padam. It's Radio Essex, M25, anti-clockwise, Junction 28, Brentwood, down to the M11. All traffic being temporarily held at the moment due to an accident. That's between 28 and 27. A12, round to the M11. All traffic being temporarily held at the moment. M25, anti-clockwise. Looks a little bit busy down there. Thank you very much for all your texts. We're talking about dreams. Trev, what you got for us? Trev is like the most famous taxi driver in Essex, I would have thought now.
In the world, I think.
In the world.
Yeah.
And Trev, what you got for us?
Oh, what's happening, fellas? It's only trivia. Talking about dreams, my brother, he had a dream a couple of days ago. He had to phone me and tell me yesterday. And apparently, in his dream, I was married to Alicia Dixon. And I cut my hair off. God knows what that means. But Alicia Dixon.
Wow.
Well, hey.
So scandalous.
Wow.
Trev, thank you very much for that. Right, news and travel coming up next at 4. First of all, let's get this on for the Sunshine LF System. and Hungary.
England manager Serena Weigman believes her squad is good enough to win the Women's World Cup despite missing a number of key players.
We want to be at our best and some changes in the team, but I still think we're really good and we're very talented players. And we're just going to make sure that we're going to be at our best and then we see how far we get. But I think we're still in a pretty good place.
Beth Mead, who was top scorer as the Lionesses won the Euros last year, regular captain Leah Williamson and Frank Kirby are all injured. Striker Bethany England has been recalled, while six of the 23-player group will be going to a major tournament for the first time.
Weather.
Well, late afternoon will continue to be bright and sunny, still a wee bit overcast in places, but temperatures on your big drive home reaching 16 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I'm glad we got some football this summer. Because before, when the women's game wasn't as big, there was always a 2-year gap, wasn't it? It was a year on, year off. And now, and also with expectation as well, because we won the Euros.
I would like to see them win, actually.
That'd be amazing.
I would.
And it'd be great watching it in pub gardens this summer and cheering on the England. I just think it's because we've won the Euros. Like, when we cheer on the England's men team sometimes, we're a little bit like, yeah, we know we're not going to do it. Although, having said that, in recent years, it's got a lot better.
You remember that I am Scottish.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I've just realised that as I was talking. But for us, there is always that, like, yeah, but we're not going to do it in a World Cup. Whereas actually, with the England women's team now, this is winnable.
Also, what was really lovely is when I worked at the other radio station last year, I saw loads of like dads and daughters on the train going to all the different matches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was really lovely because usually you see like dads and their sons, but you would see, you know, dads and their daughters, and they were absolutely, you know, pumped up for it and whatnot. So that was lovely.
Yeah,
the amount of young girls that got into it. And
I think the inspiration that bred from it is incredible and an amazing thing. And a successful team will always do that as well.
I want, as a Scotsman, I would love the England women team to win.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
I mean, he's getting less and less Scottish every day he's here, really, isn't he?
He's not Scottish anymore.
Stop. All right, Tom Grennan, and how does it feel getting us underway? Just gone 4 o'clock. It's the Big Drive Home, Radio Essex.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Keon the Crow, and I'll be waiting. Before he became famous, he was known by all sorts of names on that station, wasn't he? Cheon de Crow was my favourite. Sean de Crot, that was the other one.
Yeah, he's a Crot.
Sean de Crot there, and I'll be waiting. Now we know him as Keon the Crow, because I think he's been in on the station.
Well, he's a friend of the show. I found him first. But I remember telling you, oh, she's brought out one to watch, and you both went, no, I'm not sure.
And then Kinchy had him in on the show.
And then, you know, now he's a huge star.
Yeah, and a big friend of the station. Hopefully coming back in soon, isn't he?
Hopefully so.
Yeah, we like Keon the Crow. Right, it's Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home looking at TikTok. I haven't been on TikTok for ages. Have you seen the TikToker who accidentally played the Titanic theme tune while sitting next to Kate Winslet?
No, I have
it's
not.
Well worth checking out on the TikTok. He's on a plane. I mean, I wouldn't play Titanic theme on a plane anyway.
Yeah, why?
I know it was a boat-related incident, but it's still not the music I want to hear while I'm not in control of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
So he's an actor and a digital creator. He took to TikTok in a bit of a fluster because he explained he went on a flight and in his row, a woman was already sitting there on the window seat. So he left the middle seat and sat down on the aisle seat, which is the correct procedure. If there's no one there, if you bought the middle seat, still sit on the aisle seat because
until
there's no one else.
Exactly.
That's what you do, because otherwise it's just a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's like when you're sitting upstairs on a bus and all the seats are empty and then somebody comes and sits next to you. That's
and
weird.
And you're like, why have you done that?
So there's a woman already sitting there, so he did the right thing. He left the middle seat free, sat down. He then got ready to listen to some music for the flight and wanted to listen to Celine Dion as she cancelled her tour recently. What he didn't realise was his headphones weren't connected to his phone. So My Heart Will Go On was blaring from his phone. As soon as he realised, He paused the music, assuring himself it didn't play too loudly. He then got up and noticed that the woman sitting next to him was Kate Winslet off of Titanic.
Oh, that is absolutely priceless.
And she's thinking.
And she must have looked at him and gone, nice one, mate. Cheers. I've got 10 hours of this.
Isn't that a great story?
That's fantastic.
Give me a person you wouldn't want a certain piece of music playing if you were sat next to.
Oh, producer Tom's got his hand
up. Go on.
Ferrari near Lewis Hamilton.
Very good. Very good.
I was thinking of sitting down with Harry Kane and...
Should I stay or should I go?
I thought that might be quite good.
He should go.
Yeah, but no,
is the answer.
Tell me who you wouldn't. So, how do we word this? What song would you not want to play while you were standing next to a certain person?
Right, yes, it's very good.
Put yourself on the plane, something's playing off your phone, and you've got no headphones in, and there's a person sitting next to you. Who do you not want that person to be, and what do you not want the song to be?
Yes, brilliant.
So, like Harry Kane, should I stay or should I go? Ferrari Hamilton, that's very brilliant. What about yours? Grab us on the app as well and we'll do some of those after Becky Hill and Side Effects on the big drive home. Becky Hill and Lewis Thompson with Side Effects. What song would you not want to be playing when you were sat next to somebody? Somebody put Keir Starmer and I'm Blue, da da. That's quite good.
I like that.
Thank you very much to Alison for that. You've got one?
I thought of one. Imagine if I was sitting on a plane and I'd forgot myself, didn't realise it was playing out, and I was also singing loudly, and it was Ray and Escapism, and I was going, Doctor, Doctor, and it's a symptom, Doctor. And then she said, excuse me, mate, you're mugging off my song. What are you doing?
That would be awkward.
That would be embarrassing.
That would be awkward, yeah. So this all happened after a guy was playing Celine Dion from his phone. He was playing My Heart Will Go On too loudly because he didn't realise his phone wasn't plugged into his headphones, then realised the woman sitting next to him was none other than Kate Winslet off of Titanic. That's fairly embarrassing. Any suggestions? Radio Essex, Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande and Rain On Me. We're talking about this guy that was on a plane and he's got his iPhone out. He's ready for the journey. He fancies listening to some Celine Dion because he'd actually gone to a concert. She'd cancelled the concert. So he thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'll listen to some Celine Dion on my way to help me through this 3.5-hour plane journey.
As you do.
I'm shaking at the thought of this.
Yeah, as you do. Sounds awful.
He then got ready to listen to the music. What he didn't realise is his headphones weren't connected to his phone. So when My Heart Will Go On was blaring through the plane from his phone, soon as he realised, he paused the music, assuring to himself it didn't play for too long. He then got up and noticed that the woman sitting next to him was none other than Kate Winslet off of Titanic.
So embarrassing.
It's just so awful. So we were saying about other celebrities, if that had happened. Tom, you said Lewis Hamilton, if you were playing Ferrari, would be a bit awkward. I talked about Harry Kane.
Should I stay or should I go now?
That would be quite awkward if that came on. There's two celebrities that keep coming up
that
we're not going to mention.
Yeah, so basically, there's so many songs that people are saying, and we can't read them for sort of lawsuit reasons, really.
But very entertaining, thank you. Sarah in Lee says, one for you, Chris, Handbags and Glad Rags next to Ricky Gervais.
That would be awkward, wouldn't it?
He even mentions it, doesn't he? He says on one of his comedy sketches, it's really weird when people come up to him because they'll come up to him and say a famous line from one of his shows, like in Extras, where he was like, are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh? And he says they do that. And he's like, I don't know what they expect me to say back.
Yeah.
We should be best mates.
Exactly,
we should hang out every day and go for meals and drinks. He doesn't know what to say. But it is weird when you're next to a celebrity. How many times have I been to a club or a pub or anywhere where there's music when I've been with you, where the DJ thinks he's the first person in the world to think, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a Five song.
Happens all the time.
Yeah. And every time it's like they think, no one's ever done this before.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, I literally want to walk out.
Can you get me out of here, please?
Yeah.
I don't know. I obviously drag you to the dance floor and say, he's going to sing a bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm your mate.
Yeah, obviously, and that's what mates do.
And I know deep down inside, that's what you want.
You want
the centre of attention. You want to be up on a stage.
Yeah.
At an 18th birthday party on a Friday night in Pitsy. You want to be singing,
Everybody Get Up.
Yeah, on your
own. Please, please, let me.
Alex in Whittam says, any of the Friends cast are sat next to you on a plane and you start playing the Rembrandts.
That would be funny.
Danny Malden, Don't by Ed Sheeran. while sitting next to Ellie Goulding. Yeah, that would be awkward.
That's my favourite one.
Yeah, could you explain that for the listeners that wouldn't know what that was all about?
Allegedly.
Yeah,
I'm going to say.
Good word.
Yeah, I'm going to say allegedly. Don't is written about Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
And it's an Ed Sheeran song, so yeah, it would be awkward.
Dan in Malden, thank you for that. Robin says, Alice, who the boop is Alice, while sitting next to Alice Cooper.
It's very good.
That's a very good one as well. And Jay in Braintree, final one from you was Alexandra Armstrong and Lewis Capaldi's Pointless, because Alexandra Armstrong does Pointless.
Very good.
That's very clever. Thank you very much for all of those. That was something to do, wasn't it?
It was.
That killed 20 minutes, a half term.
Yay!
4:31, Chris and Scott, big drive home. Details of how you could be at that Ibiza 26-piece orchestra gig that's coming up very soon. Details how you can win your tickets very soon. Zara Larsson, here's Can't Tamer. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson and Can't Tamer. 4:34, Wednesday, big drive home. Middle of the week. Thank you so much for having us on. Last day of May. And the sun looks like it's just turned up. Just realised, just woke up and went...
It's gone on, nearly June.
Is it May?
Yeah.
So here we are. And we are getting ready for a 26-piece orchestra coming to Morden's Promenade Park on Friday the 9th of June for Summertime Live's Ibiza Orchestra Experience. Can we... 26-piece orchestra. Can we name 26 instruments? Because that sounds like a lot of instruments.
I think we can do this.
26, because I just want to... explain, that's quite big. That's quite a big orchestra.
I'm ready for this.
So just shout out. And
trumpet.
Just keep shouting.
Saxophone.
Yeah, piano.
Guitar.
Drums.
Sitar.
Sitar.
Violin.
Violin. Tuba.
Oboe. Flute.
Oboe and a flute. Drum.
Didgeridoo.
Dun drum. There won't be a didgeridoo there.
He said sitar as well.
Yeah.
What kind of orchestra are you in?
I'm just naming instruments.
Right, okay.
I'm just naming. You didn't say instruments that might be just an instrument.
No, I was thinking more.
Harmonica,
yeah. Just to prove a point, we're on 11 so far.
Bass guitar.
Vocal.
No, it's not. That's not an instrument. Well, it is, but well, it's not. It's an argument there. Yeah. But I play an instrument. It's my voice. You know, it's a bit. Bit silly when you say it.
Has anyone said electric guitar?
No.
Not yet. Yeah, right. And then you've got drums.
Done drums.
You've done drums.
Upright bass.
We've got cello.
I think I said cello.
I said cello. Are you writing these down?
Yeah.
Viola.
Viola's good. 15. There's 26.
We can do this. We can do this.
I'm just thinking of the brass sections. Trumpets, oboes, trombone.
French horn's
good.
That's too much, Tom. You're doing well, mate.
And then the wind instruments is like flutes. Clarinet? Has anyone said clarinet?
No,
I haven't said clarinet.
We said saxophone, didn't we? Trumpet.
Yeah. Saxophone's woodwind. A lot of people think it's a brass instrument. It's actually woodwind.
Recorder. Brilliant.
Hopefully there's a 9-year-old at the front with their recorder.
No, it'll be Sonia from EastEnders. No, she was a trumpet, wasn't she?
Mate, we've only got 19.
An ocarina.
A what?
An ocarina.
Yeah. What is an ocarina?
I'm ticking the box. It's a lot of instruments. A 26-piece orchestra. That's a lot with Sonia from EastEnders at the front with a recorder.
Have we said a piano yet?
Yeah, I said piano straight away.
A slide trombone.
Oh, okay. And then not a piano, organ.
Triangle.
23, we need to finish now on 26. We have to actually
We've got to complete it.
Tambourine.
Tambourine.
Yes.
Bongos,
yeah.
Different to drums. One more for 26. We're not guaranteeing all of these instruments will be there. Viola and violin have been said. Harp, there you go.
There we go.
Harp wraps it up. We've got a harp in here. So, 26-piece orchestra coming to Morden's Promenade Park on Friday the 9th of June. I would do it like Top Trumps or I Spy. Take that checklist with you. And while you're there, just tick them off and go, oh,
if I'm looking for a didgeridoo, definitely not.
9th of June, Summertime Lives Ibiza Orchestra Experience. First of all, it starts at 5, but it's on a Friday, so you can just head down there after work. And you could take your going-out clothes with you to work. That's a nice feeling where you get changed at work, and you're like, right, I'm out of here. And
take already, an instrument with you.
You're already in your Friday gear. So you can go straight from work. It's an Ibiza-inspired party, and Artful Dodger will be there as well with his decks and turning it all up, getting ready for a huge orchestra, which will, big orchestra, 26-piece, which will get you through into the evening. Connor and Jack, 5 pairs of VIP tickets to give away this week with front-of-stage view and access to a premium bar as well. All you need to do is identify a track that's playing at an Ibiza pool party. They'll give you details of how to do that tomorrow during the workday, and all the T's and C's online at radioessex.com. 26-piece orchestra. We've named all the instruments that are going to be there.
Yeah,
we've got there's members of that orchestra going, right, we need to bring the didgeridoo. Yeah, no. I reckon we missed some big...
We did.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think we missed some big ones. Radioessex.com for all the details, and Jack and Connor with more chances to win tomorrow on the big drive home. It's James Hype and Miggy De La Rosa and Ferrari, 20-5. It's Radio Essex, big drive home. James Hype, Miggy De La Rosa and Ferrari in the sunshine of 4:42. Hope you're doing okay. Travel news coming up in just a second. There were problems on the M25 between the A12 and the M11. Full update on that and the A to Z of music coming up after 5 as well. It's the big drive home. Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, but instead I only wish you the best.
And I wish you the best. 10-5, big drive home. M25, Dartford Tunnel, anti-clockwise from Dartford into Lakeside. Broken down vehicle, 2 lanes currently closed, which is the left-hand tunnel. That is closed. Traffic being diverted by the right-hand tunnel, and the queuing traffic is pretty much heading back into Kent. So if you're coming through from Dartford to the junction A13 Lakeside, obviously through the tunnels, 2 lanes closed. The left-hand tunnel is closed, and traffic is being diverted to the right-hand tunnel. So be a bit slower, and we'll keep an eye on that for you as well this afternoon on the big drive home. Radio Essex, dancing is healing rudimental. Charlotte Plank. It's Kristen Scott, big drive home Wednesday, middle of the week, end of the month, and the big drive home on till 6 tonight. And then it is Joe Kinch, who has Becky Hill in conversation tonight on the evening show with Joe. There's a woman who's 102.
Right.
Has just revealed the secret to a long and happy life. So everybody, if you meet anybody that's sort of that age, yeah, they're still kind of completely with it, still look like they could, you know, not run a marathon, but look, you know, fairly healthy for their
can
age.
Walk to the shop and, yeah.
Exactly. And you'd always go, give me your secrets. Tell me how you've managed to do that. Hers is, she says, the secret to a long, I just realised what it says now, Tom. Is this why you've given this to me? The secret to a long and happy life is regular...
Sorry, what?
The regular... as your father.
That's what?
What?
102?
102, yeah. Every day.
Really?
And a good sherry.
I thought, I didn't know where you was going with that S word.
Her name's Joyce Jackman, and she told all as she celebrated. They were all quite shocked. I think it was quite a revelation they weren't expecting. She told them all while she was celebrating at a care home. She was telling John and all the... Tom, Dave, John, come around. I've got some secrets for you. She's from Colchester here in Essex, and she worked in a sweet shop before joining the RAF as a chef during the Second World War. She married a childhood sweetheart, Terence Jackman, in 1945.
Oh, wow.
It's a beautiful story. Yeah.
He's still about, Terence?
No, I don't think so.
I was going to say, or is she just going,
he's
John,
tired.
It's your turn today. Dave, no, I'll see you Tuesday.
Terence is tired. He's checked out.
He's checked out now. But she he's probably tired.
She said that is the secret to a long and happy life. Bit of...
Tell what? Yeah. I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. And sherry... I don't know. What is that's kind of... I've had sherry before. I'm sure that was something that was in the drinks cabinet when I was growing up.
No, mine and rum. It's working. It's working.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. We'll do it again in an hour. I love that you're above your head, Sky News, and they're talking about Boris Johnson. Yep. And they keep doing a clip of Boris Johnson, who's out jogging.
With his dog.
With his dog, wearing a pair of shorts and trainers, normal, and a shirt and a blazer.
I bet the dog, when the dog sees the photographers outside his house, he's like, oh, I'm going to be dragged for a run again.
It's music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it
here! This is Radio Essex, a hit music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Blue skies across Essex on your ride home for Wednesday, or if you're out and about with the kids for half term, whatever you're up to, keep us on. We have the soundtrack to Wednesday afternoon with David Guetta. Turn it up louder.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex. You got your hand on your heart.
Whistling.
Whistling. Brilliant. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home for Wednesday. The end of the show is nigh.
Oh, wow.
Which means we need a completed, mate. We need something. I mean, it's the end of the month. It's the end of the show. We're off for a week, so it's like our little half-term break.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the week, so that doesn't really count. But end of the month. End of term for us. We got a week
end
off.
End of term,
now.
Yeah.
End of term for Chris and Scott. Not for Tom. He's still got coming to work to do planning.
But he won't be on the radio.
I'm still here.
But he won't be on the radio.
No.
No.
You're not doing stuff with Ross and John?
I'll sit in. I'll make sure that they do things.
You were just about to say, make sure they behave themselves. That is not going to happen.
That is what we'll hear. We'll hear Ross and John going, oh, Timmy's just called. He's got a birthday today. No!
We don't do birthdays!
That's what'll happen. So Tom, Ross and John will be here next week looking after, he'll be here tomorrow, in fact, looking after us, the show for us, and then we're back on Monday.
Be alive, mate.
Monday the 12th. We're off next week.
Next week
we're off, and then we're back on Monday the 12th. So, capable hands of Ross and John. Well,
capable
Ross and John are looking after things for
Ross
us.
Ross and John are going to try not to break it.
So that'll be here tomorrow. And, then we're back a week on Monday. So, Tom, what are you doing? You organising new things for when we get back then? Is there new...
Yeah.
Probably organising new presenters, I'd imagine.
He's organising our fob's not working anymore.
Yeah, you guys did one too many birthdays.
Oh,
is that a thing? Oh.
We're also starting a brand new podcast when we get back as well, which we won't be allowed to talk about. So I'll talk about it now. Well, it doesn't exist. Because then it says anything. I'll go, it doesn't exist. Well, there isn't a podcast.
There isn't a podcast.
There is coming soon, though.
There is. What's it called?
I don't know if we can say that.
Why not? I haven't been in a meeting.
It wouldn't matter anyway, because it's not available to download at the moment from wherever you get your podcast from. It's literally not available.
You can get the A to Z of Men, though, can't you?
Yeah, you can still get that, but you can't get Suburban Legends.
No, you can't get that.
Not just yet. But soon.
Yeah.
On a podcast channel, but when that happens, we won't be allowed to talk about it. So it'd be a bit like the A to Z of Men, which we're not allowed to talk about as well.
Don't talk about it.
That's why I just said not allowed to talk about the A to Z of Men.
Music, though, you can. Yeah, it's coming
exactly
up, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's all to play for when we get back. David Kushner, this is probably one of the most talked about tunes we play. Every time we play, we get texts going, who is this? David Kushner. The song is called Daylight. It's on Radio Essex. It's Radio Essex, Eliza Rose, B-O-T-A. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Before that, brilliant tune from David Kushner and Daylight. It's quite a haunting sound. I like that song a lot. Chris and Gemma the dog on. Chris, how can we help you?
I'm all right, thank you very much. You okay?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just wondering, you know this song you're playing now by David Kushner?
Yeah.
Am I the only person that thinks it sounds an awful lot like the theme tune to Unforgotten?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I mean, everyone says it sounds like Hoosier's Take Me to Church.
It does a bit, actually, yeah.
But that's because he wrote it with... No, it's because the same person that wrote Take Me to Church wrote this with David Kushner.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that explains that, then. It does sound like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know about... Yeah, the theme tune as well, it does a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you've got something there.
Yeah, there's a bit in it where it keeps on repeating the same thing over and over again.
Bit like Scott. Bit
Why
like,
are you starting on me?
Bit
what
like
have
Scott.
I, what have I done?
Huh?
What have I done?
Oh, you're listening. You got your headphones
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Chris, why do we never get to talk to Gemma?
Oh, she does speak. Gemma, you can speak now. She does speak on birthdays. She sends you a thing on a birthday.
Excuse me, do not mention birthdays.
Yeah, not even dogs are allowed to mention birthdays. But
know,
Gemma,
but
you Gemma your dog speaks. I'd like to hear that, please.
Okay, I'll get her to speak to you. Gemma,
please.
Are you going to speak now? Oh, she's just gone out in the garden.
That's rude.
Yeah, Gemma.
Yeah, very, very rude. I'll get her to speak to you next time.
Okay, yeah, I look forward to that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, then.
You take care, Chris.
Bye.
Yeah, you take care too. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, 5:23, big drive home. Ace of the Music coming up very soon. It's slightly different this week because we're only on today and we're on yesterday, so we'll tell you how that's going to work in just a second. And then we will be ending the show. It's the end of our term. It's the end of the month. So any end of show specialities you've got for us, let us know. But Wednesday, completed it, mate. It's pretty much the words we need to hear. However you want to do that, jump on the voice notes and get involved. Wednesday, completed it, mate. Get yours in now. You could be ending the show tonight. It's Radio Essex, Mimi Webb and House on Fire.
Now, the A to Z of music.
So, A to Z of music. We weren't going to scrap it this week because we're only here for 2 days, and then we realised that if we kept scrapping it for weeks where we're not here for a full week, we'd actually never complete it. We're only on the letter M for mother. So what we decided to do, we did one yesterday, which was solo artist, which was Michael Jackson was the winner. So Michael Jackson is through to the A to Z of music for the letter M. We thought there's not many dancey R&B acts in there for the letter M. So what we were going to do, well, there is. You've got Mario, Missy Elliott, Mark Ronson's a good
dancer.
There's
a few, yeah.
There's a few in there. So what we're going to do is on the one we normally do for Wednesday, which is groups. We're doing groups. Plus, you can chuck in the dance and R&B artists as well.
It's
a free-for-all, but not solo artists. Anything that isn't a solo artist, basically, you can put into the A10MM for the letter M. We're not going to choose songs for this. We're just going to find out who it is you want as an artist, and then we're going to choose the most requested artist or dance act, and then put them against Michael Jackson and do the battle tonight.
We are, and there is so many as well. You've got people like Madness, Muse, McFly, Mystique, Muck Busted,
very clever.
Massive Attack, Manic Street Preachers, Moby, Missy Elliott,
M&A,
so many.
I've got a little something for you. M&A is a good one.
Yes.
Mel C, Mika, I like all of these, so get these in. Mark Morrison, Massive Attack, says Will. Keep those coming in. We'll give you a couple of songs and then we will battle the person we get the most votes for against Michael Jackson, and we'll do that before the end of the show tonight and find out who is going to go into the A to Z of music for the letter M. 25 to 6, Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed. We need your end of the shows in, please, on the voice notes. Wednesday, completed it, mate, is all we need to you to say, and you could be ending the show tonight. Just ahead of Joe Kinch. Jackie is in Southend, Westcliff area. What's going on?
Hiya, traffic update along the Priory Crescent, where Aldi and Priory Park is.
Yeah.
It's actually the pedestrian lights that are causing all the backlog. It looks like they've been stuck on, so they're changing red every 3 or 4 cars, and there's nobody crossing the road. Somehow wedged the button.
All right, no worries. We'll find out. Thank you, Jackie. Radio Essex on the big drive home. There's Niall Horan and Meltdown. So we've got the artist battling it out to take the crown of the A to Z of music for the letter M, which we're compiling a whole A to Z of music, which will run out on a bank holiday, which is, when are we doing that?
August.
Will it be done by then? If we stop taking time off, so it'd be done by August 2027.
If it gets a bit on top, one day we'll just do the last letters.
I think we've already said XYZ will be in 1 week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and I've compiled OP and Q as well.
Oh, you could just knocking them together.
Yeah, makes sense.
What, to make it fit?
Yeah,
excellent, really good. But we will need an O and a P and a Q.
Yes.
But we won't need a week to find.
No.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Today we're looking for the letter M. Who is going to go forward for this week to be the ultimate artist beginning with the letter M? Is it going to be Michael Jackson? Because yesterday we played Man in the Mirror. Let's change the tune to this one.
Oh, okay.
This is a tune.
It's a good song.
Is Michael Jackson going to be your vote to go through to the A to Z of music to represent the letter M? And bear in mind, it's an Essex-based A to Z, so it might work better with McFly.
It might.
There's a South End connection.
Yes.
So
they are up against Michael Jackson.
Great
song.
It's a great song. So your choice, McFly or Michael Jackson, MJ or McFly on the text. Grab us on the app as well. Who is going forward to be the ultimate artist beginning with the letter M? Get involved. Radio Essex, Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React. We are at a dead heat currently on the A to Z of music. So two songs you are voting for tonight are McFly and Michael Jackson. Yeah, McFly are drawing at the moment. That's the thing.
Unbelievable.
That's the thing. So you've got about 5 minutes to get your votes. And if you're a Michael Jackson fan, now is the time to text MJ or send us an app saying MJ. If you're a McFly fan, then you need to text the word McFly on the app or on the text. This will be the song that you hear next. Either Dirty Diana from Michael Jackson or McFly and Obviously. Who is it going to be? Get your votes in now. Either MJ or McFly, and you can do that via the app as well. And we will play that winning tune out in just a second. We'll also have a chat with Joe Kinch, special guest on the show tonight.
Yes.
Ooh, we'll find out who that is with Joe in a second. And we'll play this from Harry Styles. It's As It Was on the big drive home. 13 minutes to 6, getting you home for a Wednesday. It's Chris and Scott, Radio Essex. Harry Styles, As It Was, big drive home, 10 to 6. We have a winner on the 8 Centre Music. We'll find out who that is in just a second. Joe Kinch is up next at 6 o'clock.
I am indeed.
Fresh from Adventure Island. You been there all day on the roller coasters?
Did you see my kids there? They're there. You see my kids there?
I just imagine that's what Joe does before he's here.
Of course
he's just hanging around Adventure Island.
That's exactly what he does.
He's on the roller coasters, candy floss.
If I was doing that, then I wouldn't be able to make you use tea, would I?
He didn't make
you haven't made us tea today.
No. So you've been actually on Adventure Island.
You've dropped the ball, mate.
I've noticed in half term, it goes off.
Yeah.
He's never here.
Because I've not been drinking tea, have I, really? It's not really in my mind.
It's very selfish. Well,
all the candy floss you're eating. I don't think, and the donuts you're eating, I don't think you need any tea. Uh-huh. It's gorgeous weather down at Adventure Island today. I was looking out the balcony. It looks amazing.
It's so hot. Hot, 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 hot.
I like how late it stays sunny now.
Sunny's like half nine, quarter ten, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's, well, basically when I'm getting off the radio,
is it still
just
daylight? 10 o'clock.
Get dark. It's
really,
it's getting dark at that point. Yeah,
he does his last link and he just catches the rage. and then he goes off.
It is weird, isn't it? Because actually, that's what happens to us a few months ago. It gets dark at about 5-6 o'clock.
I'm actually not tall enough for rage yet.
Oh yeah, you probably could get on rage.
Can't screen. Get on. Oh.
He's got half a wristband.
What a nightmare!
Right, you are coming up though. We are the soundtrack to Adventure Island. Hello, if you're in Adventure Island.
Hello, Adventure Island people.
Because it's on quite loud in there, isn't it?
Yeah, and we got a treat for you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who you got on the show?
Becky Hill.
Becky Hill off of Fame. Becky Hill off of pop music.
Yes.
Becky Hill off of The Voice.
Yes.
She actually was off of The Voice.
He was going to say something else, didn't realise it was The Voice.
Becky Hill on the show tonight then with Joe Kinch. Good interview, bad interview, indifferent interview. What was it like?
It's going to be good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She in for a whole hour?
Yeah.
Wow, it's like a takeover.
I just can't imagine a version where you asked that question, Joe, goes terrible at you. I wouldn't even bother.
She didn't like me.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Jackson's one. I was going to do some suspense, but we've hit play, so it's Michael Jackson.
Play.
You're done 6 till 10. We're going to take a week off.
Yep.
So Ross and John
Ross
and John will be babysitting you next week.
So I'll be on about 9 o'clock then for the next week.
Yeah. By the time they go home. Right, we're back on a week on Monday. Have an amazing rest of half term. Here is MJ, Dirty Diana.
See you later.
Mercredi, complete, maca.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.